Whose name is it coming under?
Hello.
Hey, David?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. Do you remember me?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was your original sales agent. We've talked a bunch of times.
Okay. You know, your number comes in as a spam. You should probably see if you can't get that switched.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for letting me know. I'll go ahead and report that right now.
I swear it came in as spam. I was about ready to just hit it to voicemail.
Yeah.
So, talk to me. What do you got? Refresh me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me just report this real quick. Hold on. This client.
How many employees do you guys have in your company?
80.
80? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you based out of? You just based out of your house?
Fountain Valley, California is where we're based out of. But a lot of us do work from home, yes. But we do have like a headquarters in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Comes to him as spam likely. It comes to spam likely.
I swear it was. I don't know.
Okay. Because we do outbound calls over the internet. We don't work from a hard line. It definitely could do that. But as far as the refresher goes for Google Verified, what you're looking at here is, pardon me, is the application to get the Google Verified going. And then there are a couple of different requirements for that as well. As far as like licensing and insurance and those things go, you fill out the application and go ahead and we get it approved. Because you already have a Google Verified, because you've already like been with us for a while, I don't imagine it's going to take very long. But
what's Google Verified? I'm trying to figure out what is this now? What's this different from what I am doing?
Google Verified is at the very top of the page. It's in the Google Verified section. It was formerly known as Local Service Ads or Google Guarantee. So it's Google's own pay-per-lead program. They built this program to trump all other pay-per-lead programs like Home Advisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, all of those programs. What they do is they purchase Google Ads from Google directly, and then they advertise their company name on the first page of Google. They capture the lead and then they resell that to you guys. So what Google did when they designed Google Guarantee, well, now it's called Google Verified because they created a few different pay-per-lead programs for different industries. So for example, for home services, they had Google Guarantee. And then for professional services like real estate and tax ID, and, those different type of services, they had a different program called Google Verified. They've combined all the different pay-per-lead programs that they created, that Google themselves created, to be under one entity called Google Verified. And what this program does is, A, it shows at the top of the very first page of Google for the keywords that you provide. It shows above all other listings. B, it does a background check and ensures your eligibility to provide services within their program. So it proves that you have license and insurance, that you have these specific things to participate in this program. It advertises you independently under your own business name at the top of the page in this particular section, and it gives you exclusive leads that only come to you. So you don't share the lead, and you only pay when the lead is considered qualified. So Google actually records all of those phone calls for tracking purposes, and the AI will automatically eliminate any sales, solicitations, spam calls, robocalls, anybody seeking employment with your company, asking for services you don't provide, or services outside of your service radius.
Right now, if you Google Duck Billers in Johnson City, Tennessee, I'm usually 1, 2, and 3 anyway. So what more is this going to get me?
Well, you don't qualify for the deck building. I was told you wanted this for the pool contracting.
I understand. Another thing was, why don't they qualify for deck building? What, do I got to do kitchen, bath, everything or something?
Well, or, It's too niche. So you and I had this conversation a couple years ago regarding this opportunity. So I would love to give it to you for deck building, which I can, but the chances of you getting the quality leads that you want for it are very slim because you would only qualify for one vertical, and they like you for one keyword within a vertical. So the explanation behind that is instead of calling them categories, they're called verticals. The vertical that you would qualify for is general contracting. That's where you can find deck building. But as you already mentioned, it does have like kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, foundations and concrete. It has a bunch of other keywords in there as well. And Google recommends in order to rank on that, like for that specific keyword or vertical, that you offer multiple keywords within that vertical. Offering just one of them isn't going to keep you relevant enough for you to receive qualified leads. It's basically going to push you to the bottom because the other guys are offering more of the keywords and services. So they don't have a specific vertical that's only for deck building. It falls under the other category, which we can do it if you want to do it. If you're going to do the Google Verified, I mean, we could do it for the pool contracting as well as for the deck building. But it would be under, we can qualify you for multiple verticals if that's something that you're interested in. You don't have to pay any more. It would just be a difference in cost.
But if they call for a kitchen, do I got to pay for the lead?
Well, we're not going to turn on the kitchen keywords. So that's what I'm saying is we're not going to turn on the kitchen keywords. We're only going to turn on the deck building. So for example, with these particular keywords, what you're looking at, hold on a second, let me go over there. Okay. For general contracting, it's accessory buildings, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing and roofing. Outside of decks and patios, are you offering anything else?
Yeah, that's what I do. I stay in that niche. This time of the year, you don't sell much, you know, so, And I got a good group of guys. The minus part is I got a good crew now, you know,
right.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I always had a crew, but I say I can leave my boys running it now, so I can go out and do other things.
Yeah.
And I got actually some qualified carpenters, you know, I've been building decks for since 2015 with guys that weren't even carpenters. You know, they couldn't build the deck by themselves. They couldn't build the deck by themselves, but I could tell them what to do and they could do it correctly. And I'm obviously doing great work because I do, you know, 1.2 million or 1.1 million, 1.5 last year. I don't know. We're over a million, million and a half every year.
Right.
So, but, you know, but we do a deck a day. You know, we started yesterday and, there's only two guys. One guy didn't show up till late in the afternoon. We worked basically, you want to say, a half a day and had a 12-foot out, 19-foot gable roof already tied into the house. They went back today, and they're pulling out right now. So, like, in one day, I sheeted the whole damn thing. It's done. Granted, I got to get my roofer to come out there and shingle it, and I got an electrician's got to do it inside it. But the work for my crew
is completed already.
Done.
Right.
It's done, and that's a 15,000. That's usually 17, but I gave the guy a discount. That's a $17,000 job. So
right.
We did that in a day. And you might as well say it's 2 days because I had to go out there and dig the footers and pour the pads. But what I'm getting at is I need $5,000 to $7,000 worth of work a day.
I understand.
To keep
the
guy busy.
Right.
The only reason I'm talking to you is because this time of the year, and I see other people, you know, I see a guy down the street or somebody, they might have a friend that knew somebody that did it, word of mouth, but I'd rather have myself, when I went with you in the beginning, you know, like I had a guy, I think I told you, they took $1,500 a year before and boom, they didn't do nothing. Well, I've seen results, so that's the only reason I'm still a customer. You know, because when I went from like number 12 on the list to usually 1, 2, and 3. Well, yesterday when I talked to the lady, hell, I was down to number 8. I'm like, why the hell am I at number 8? you know, and because you guys usually had me up higher. Now I text
She sent me an email. She texted me over and she said, any more names? If you can get with Honey and ask her, she took those texts. I texted them over all my pictures. Does that come to you that way, or do I have to email it to you?
No, they, so she can, they do come through text. I can see that they're here, but the best way to make sure that we have them is always going to be the email. But, yes, I can see that they're here in your account. But can we back up a couple of steps here? There's a couple of things that I do want to say in response to some of the things that you said. And one of them is you mentioned carpentry. So is it only decking through carpentry, or do you offer any fencing, general installations, general repairs and maintenance, remodeling, shelving and storage, or cabinetry?
No.
Okay, because that's another way that I could get you in for decking is under carpenter. They had that.
I've done fences. You just got to work twice as hard to make half as much money.
I understand. You know, I was just trying to see if I could find a work.
No, I understand. And sometimes you sit there and you say, well, if I got to do a fence to get the deck, I'll do it. But I'm just talking out loud. I'm just telling you why
I
do them.
Yeah.
You classify.
And it works, you know, and I can completely understand that. That's amazing, and I'm glad that you found something that works well for you guys, because that's important. And, you know, when they sent you over to me, the request was for the DBJ pools to review Google Verified for that. So did you want to talk about that at all, or because you
do qualify
for that?
I do. We're just getting started. I mean, we put our first pool in this at my house, so can I really?
I love that.
You know, to say. Well, the job's going to be, if I were to hire somebody, it's going to be a $300,000 job when it's done.
Right.
You know, but I couldn't afford, you know, the pool themselves was $150,000 what they wanted to do and all this other stuff. And hell, you know, I'll have half that in. Mm-hmm. And there's a big, the same job I got priced from three different contractors over here was from $135 to $140 to $145 to $180. And believe it or not, the one that charged $180, he does more than any of them for the same thing. So he's killing it, you know. And so that's the reason I was looking to get into pools. So,
yeah.
And we're a dealer. We went through the training and everything else. Do I have the confidence to go put you a pool in? Yes, I do, because I'm figuring out the same format they're running. You know, all the mechanicals and everything. I'm gonna use the same installer they use to do that. I'll set the pool, dig it. But I'll run the plumbing over there and have their guy come out and hook it all up. It'll be, you know, my guy can do, we can do it. My guy, electrician can do it, but it'll be a lot more cost savings, you know, to fine tune ourselves.
I understand. So, and it's really affordable if you decide to do the Google Verified for the pool contracting, as long as you have the license and insurance on it. Then it's going to be very affordable for you. Your leads are about $24 a month. I mean, a per lead. So $300 budget for that, for the pool contracting.
I have a home improvement license. Is that going to work?
Okay.
The
Tennessee builder contractor license.
I have a home improvement license.
The Tennessee home improvement contractor license.
Yes. Yeah. You want me to give you the number?
Not right now.
I'll give you the.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
And it requires.
I think it's 80. It's 80-60 or 80-50. I was pulling it out of my thing where, I figured I might as well still drive.
There is an insurance requirement of $100,000 general liability. So, as long as you maintain that, you have no felonies. You would qualify. Now, the background check and everything process on that is about 30 to 45 days total. So if I realize this is a slower time of year for you, but if this is something that you would want, then we have the ability to go ahead and get it going. So, like, you know, in the beginning of the year, you're relevant in this area for the pools.
Can we tie the decks into it? Just deck, the word decks and covered porches. So it'd be all one. And then you guys will make more money that way.
Well,
you know,
with Google Verified, it's a specific set of keywords. It has nothing to do with the name of the business. So again, the Google Verified is a pay per lead program, and the keywords are preset by Google within the verticals. So we don't get to add keywords. We can say you don't offer certain services and you won't get calls for those keywords, but we can't add keywords to it.
Okay, so pools and decks don't fall into the same.
They don't. Decks falls under general contracting, which is what I said. What we can do for the pools is we can qualify you for pool contracting, and then we can qualify you for decks as well under general contractor. So the difference in those leads is right around like $10. Like the decking general contractor leads are going to be a little bit higher. But again, I will very, very clearly caution you and let you know that with the decking, it is going to show up lower because you're not offering all of those other keywords. Okay.
But I won't get charged for anything that, unless I'm getting, people are calling me. Correct?
All right. Now the photos that you sent in, was it for the DBJ construction or the pools?
No, it was all decks. I've only got one pool. We're actually finishing up a little bit of deck work, and we're going to be putting a retaining wall and starting on mine. The pool's in, it's operational. You could swim in it if you wanted to, or winterized it, but we're going to start doing the finished touches on top. So mine, I already sent them to you guys, those pictures, and, just in a rough stage. And then the website I had built by, Explorer Industries,
mm-hmm.
Pool Corp, and, they're the company that supplies the pools. So what I gotta get at here is, they supply the pools, so they offered me to build a website. So it shows all beautiful pools and it's a beautiful website, but it doesn't have none of my pools on it yet. As we go along, I'll set my pools on it. You know, I priced one the other day. It seems hopeful. We'll see how it goes, you know. That's where we're at. And it's only fiberglass pools. Is that going to screw me over on that?
Well, the keywords for the pools are as follows. Jetted lap pools, pool construction, commercial projects, custom design, renovation, repairs and cracks, repair tile, resurfacing, water features, pool and hot tub equipment, spa and pool tub installation. So if there's keywords in there that you're not offering, that's fine. But as you can see, there's nothing specific that's only to fiberglass. I think majority of pools are fiberglass, right?
No, your above ground pools are not.
Okay.
So they're not. And, I can contract those ones, but I'm just not an installer for them. Yeah. I mean, I can buy them, but I just haven't done any of them. So what is, say the keywords again, and I'll tell you yes or no on each one of them.
Yeah, sure. So they're jetted lap pools.
I don't have that one.
Pool construction.
I guess, yeah, we're going to put a pool in, so it's pool construction.
Commercial projects.
Yeah.
Custom pool design.
Sure.
Renovation
would be fixing pool, the pool up, correct?
Pool renovation, maybe redoing it completely, something along those lines. Repairing cracks, repairing tile?
No.
Okay. Resurfacing?
No.
Water features?
Yeah, we can put water features in.
Okay. Pool and hot tub equipment?
Yeah.
Spa and hot tub install.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're offering a pretty good amount of them, you know?
The commercial one is probably no. We'll just say no on that because that'd fall into a whole different category. That's going to be more of a gunite pool. It wouldn't be my pools.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, I mean, we don't verify. What we do is we get you verified for the entire vertical first, And then from there, we go ahead and we do, once you're verified, we're like, hey, you're completely verified now. Go ahead and let us know exactly, like, we verify all the keywords, all the service radius, everything on it for you in order to ensure that we're advertising you exactly where you want to show up with the specific keywords within there that you want to show up for. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to give that a shot? If you do, the application fee is normally $450 to get the application going and do the background check, but I can give it to you for $200 because you've been a client for a long time already.
That's fine. You can get it going. Let's see how it goes.
See what it does. Now, do you want me to approve you also for the general contracting as well?
Well, then we'd have to narrow it down just to, yeah.
I mean, again, we're going to narrow it down to just decking. I understand.
But as long as you understand that,
I mean, it's not going to cost you any more. I can do two for one. You know what I mean? Like, I can do both verticals under one application. That's not a problem.
Yeah, let's just do it. I mean, my clients are not a 5,000, 6,000 client. My clients are, you know, I just finished a $90,000 job.
I understand. Now, that's just, you have the high-end clients. You're not going to offend me by saying that. I appreciate you.
I got educated buyers. I always say, you know, I tell them I sell to educated buyers, and they look at me and I says, because you already done your homework, you know, you already researched me and made sure the person that was coming out, you know,
yeah,
you're paying for what you get. So right. That's where I'm getting at that.
I got
and,
you.
You know,
There's nothing wrong with that either.
I had one lady got pissed off about. She goes, I let you know I have a master in this, a master in that.
You're like, and that's exactly what I was saying, you know?
I said to her, I spun it this way. I said, well, then that's why you would be my client. You know?
Right.
So, anyways, yeah, get it started.
Okay. Okay, so hold on just a second. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to make Honey your account manager. So Honey is going to be the person who handles your account from here on out. Like, she's going to be the set person that you're in contact with and all of that kind of stuff. So she'll be the one that you're dealing with regularly. Now, you have, let's see here, that one, DBJ Construction is out of Johnson City, but Pools.
We moved to Piney Flats.
Uh-huh.
I haven't switched my damn license over to Piney Flats. Just put Johnson City on both.
Okay, hold on just a second. Okay. Let me go ahead and do this. Give me just a moment. I have to get into the account a different way. Okay. Let me go in here. Oh. Okay, give me just a second. I am having a system issue. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment. So you will need to go ahead and speak with Honey and do the application for that. So I'm going to set an appointment time for you for that. And when I do that, the application itself is very simple. It's not hard to navigate at all. You're very quick study. You're going to pick up on it very, very easily. The one thing that I would say is do not, put any field workers on there. Just put zero field workers and leave it at that. Just because it makes the process faster. Not that you don't trust your guys or any of that. It just literally makes the process so much faster because if you put field workers, then it wants to do background check on each one of those guys. And we can. And there's no additional cost for it whatsoever. But if we're trying to get this moving forward faster, let's just leave them off It's completely up to you, though. I have had guys who are like, you know, they insist on putting the field workers on there because they feel like they're not being honest if they don't. But again,
I'm all right.
Cool. I figured you'd be with that. You know, I just like.
I mean, I gotta get the one guy back for a work release this afternoon.
Okay, so yeah, it's better to leave him off anyway.
I'm messing with you.
Oh, well, I'm gonna tell you because you said
I'm just messing with you. Background check. That's why I'm just messing.
People,
I don't have nobody on work release.
Well, some people have a pass, and some people may choose to give them an opportunity on work release, and they may watch them very closely, and they may try to help somebody reform their life. And there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. In fact, Google doesn't mind as long as it's over 7 years, you know? And so it's like, yeah, if somebody really is on work release, that's your business. You're the one who's ultimately responsible and holding the bag on that, not me.
No,
you know?
We're good. Just, I'll put down no workers.
Yeah, just put down zero field workers. That's perfectly fine. So let me go ahead and do this.
Are you going to send me an application?
Yes, I am. I'm going to send that to you. I'm just, like I said, my system is acting a little wacky. So I'm going to, do you want that email or text? Or both.
You can text it in an email.
Cool. I'm going to text it, and I'm going to put you in for two verticals. So I'm going to put you in for general contracting with only decks. And again, I do have to explain a couple of other things to you on this. We got kind of sidetracked. Okay. So give me just a minute. Here we go. Today is definitely Thursday. For me, Thursdays are a lot like Mondays. In how they treat, how my Thursday treats me. It's generally a lot like a Monday for me. So, hold on. If that makes sense. Huh?
Cards right there. I'm talking to my workers. They just
Got you. Okay. Okay. So what we're doing here. Okay. So for the deck leads, those are about $40 a lead. The other leads, the pool leads are about $24 to $30 a lead. So it's all relative. Now, once you're approved, and we're going to contact you, we're going to say, hey, you're completely pre-approved. We've got everything approved. You're going to pay an activation budget. Your activation budget is $520. That's a 13 lead budget. So with that 13 lead budget, David, what happens is when a deck lead comes through, it's going to charge the $40 off that budget. When a pool lead comes through, it's going to charge like the $24 off that budget. However, there is a cap. Like, you can't exceed the 13 lead budget. You're in control of that. So what's going to happen is it's going, like, if you say you have the leads coming in and now you guys are booked out, which it sounds like you need more leads than that, then you can pause the campaign at any time, and wherever you pause the campaign is where it stops. If there's any budget left over from the previous month, it does roll over to the following month, and you only pay for the leads you used.
Okay. So that'll be fine. I don't think we'll...
Okay, cool. I just have to let you know everything up front.
There's guys that are out booked out like 6 months out, a year, and they think, like, how the hell do you book something for a year out? First of all, you can't... A customer doesn't want to wait a year for their shit, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. So I did go ahead and send that application over, and then let me see here. Okay. I'm going to schedule your onboarding call. Let's see here. Okay. I could do your onboarding call. Do you want it? Let's see. Are you on Eastern or Central Time?
Eastern.
Eastern. Okay. Do you want to do it today around 5:30?
That should work.
Okay.
That'll be Honey calling me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and get that going for you, and we'll get you squared away and get everything going on that, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Bye.